You never know what's going to happen or who's going to call you. I always keep my cell phone with me. I don't always check it while I'm on air or what have you, but I just have it for the breaks. You know, people texting me, you know, something important may happen, whatever. Larry Pinkney calls me. Larry Pinkney, hopefully we'll get him on next week. He calls me out of the blue. He's talking about Randy Short. He's very good friends with Randy Short. He introduced us. Hopefully both of them are going to be coming on the show next week. Randy is in Georgia right now. And, you know, Randy's very connected, and especially the black community, and he knows Stacey Abrams. Stacey Abrams is the black lady who says she's got 800,000 votes ready to go on this election. He's down there now helping with Stop the Steal and trying to, you know, help with Georgia and what have you. He says that not only him, but the guy who's the Democrat running, Warnock, is it Warnock, the guy who says that government shouldn't allow guns in churches? You know, that one said you shouldn't be able to have a gun in a church. That guy, him and Stacey Abrams, both are under investigation for election fraud. That's what he's claiming. I didn't get to talk to him. I just talked to Larry. Larry's doing good. Hopefully we'll get to catch him next week. A lot's happening. There's a lot of people making a lot of sacrifices. I mean, there's so much going on and so many people risking so much right now, ladies and gentlemen, to preserve integrity. And it's fantastic to see, and it's very neat that we're in the middle of this and what we're doing. Our next guest is no different, laying it on the line, researching for so many years. You know him. Jeffrey Doherty's been on a lot. JeffreyDoherty.com. Also Christian Whistleblower at YouTube. You can check out his YouTube channel. See a lot of, he apparently doesn't get censored on YouTube like we do. Apparently they let him talk on YouTube. Not so much us, but anyway, I digress. Jeffrey Doherty is always interesting. We'd love to have him on. Welcome back, Jeffrey, to the Power Hour.
Well, Daniel, it's always my pleasure to be on the show. And I just want to say from the beginning, you don't ask me to do this, nor am I compensated for doing it. But as an independent journalist myself and as a broadcast journalist, I know how important it is that people in our audience step up and support us. And, you know, in reference to the Power Mall, you know, we know that people are going to use these products, and you're going to use things. And when you can, get your things that you use from people where you can help the mission of patriots and the mission of good people like us. I'm in the same business, and we ask the same thing of our listeners. And I would just ask you all to step up and get what you can through Daniel and support their work.
Awesome. Thank you. That's very kind of you, Jeffrey. Appreciate that. You know, unless you're involved in it, you don't understand how true your words are and how what you
really
said.
That's true.
You know, I'm digressing again, but since you brought it up, you know, when you're at Fox News or what have you, IBM pays your salary. Corporations, Jeff Soros back, Big Pharma does ads on, they literally keep you there. It doesn't matter. As long as you toe the line and do what they tell you, you don't have to worry about nothing. They will keep you right there spewing whatever you want. They'll give you parameters. They'll let you say whatever you want pretty much within those parameters. You don't have to worry about anything. When you're in the realm of independent thought, like we are, it's out in the cold. It's crickets. There's no corporation lining up to support us. There's no overarching framework for us to be able to express ourselves. I mean, it's literally you and us, ladies and gentlemen. And that's really a bigger metaphor for our freedom and what we're doing right now in America. I mean, this is it, ladies and gentlemen. It's on our backs. It's on your backs now. Are you going to be free or not? Anyway, you want to comment on that before we get started, Jeff?
Let's just make sure that the good guys help out the good guys. Let's stick together. If we stick together, then we cannot be defeated.
100%. Now, before we get into too much, I know we're going to go to the election. I just have to ask you, I've been looking at these stories. What was it, about a week ago, 10 days ago? Some steel monolith shows up in Utah, then one in Romania, and now one in this morning, one in California, just out of nowhere. What is this?
You know, to me, I'm a little bit nonplussed by them. I mean, I'm a kind of an odd duck. I'm not a guy that jumps on the you know, the instant conspiracy. I'm a little bit more reasoned and measured, I think. And to me, it just smacks of, you know, fun, chicanery, you know, artists, some type of people trying to get some attention. I certainly don't see them being beamed in from outer space or some other dimension, although I won't rule it out. But to me, my blink tells me it's just attention grabbing. It's just somebody having fun. And to me, there's not really much there, but that's just my take. And what do I know? I'm just a crazy conspiracy guy that's on shortwave and YouTube. So,
in a month or so, some crazy artist with a scarf and a French accent is going to tell us we want to buy his painting for $100,000 or something, right? Is that what you're telling us?
Or maybe it's an indication that there's a spaceship hiding in a comet tail and that we all need to buy laptops and high-top sneakers and get ready to go. I'm not sure.
Okay. I just thought I'd ask you, of all the people that come on, you're one of the first ones I would ask.
You know, I hate to disappoint, but that's just not anything that sets off any of my bells.
Okay. Well, fair enough. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. We've had people ask questions, and I've wondered, you know, what is this? This is odd. Obviously, the biggest story in the world right now is the election. Everybody's got their own specific take, what's most important to them, so I'll put the same thing to you. What's your take? What's most important to you?
Well, I think the most important thing always when you're researching is, when at all possible, you start at the beginning. And the beginning of this is not November 3rd. The beginning of this wasn't 2016. It wasn't even 2012. The beginning of this was really very, very early in the Barack Obama administration. In 2009, when Barack Obama, he got elected in 2008, and at that time there was a company called ES&S, Election Systems and Software, I believe. They were the dominant player in the election, you know, software and hardware industry. And then in 2009, out of the blue, Barack Obama directed his then Attorney General, Eric Holder, to fire ES&S, and out of nowhere comes this company called Dominion. And then he instructs Holder to bring Dominion on, and then he hands it off to none other than Joe Biden to go over to Serbia and meet personally with the programmers, who in fact were hackers, to set up this voting software. Come to find out today, their hardware is made in the CCP by Huawei, no less. And the programming is done in Serbia, Canada, Venezuela. And literally, it looks like about a month before the election, the CCP probably spent $400 million or billion dollars, I think it was, to buy Dominion. So what we really have is, from 2009, a compromised communist strategy to take over our elections. And you think, oh, Joe Biden is demented. You know, he said, we built the largest voter fraud system, most successful voter fraud system ever. Whether he slipped or not, he meant it. And then he also said, I don't need you to elect me. I need you after the election. Whether he slipped or not, he meant it. And this goes all the way back to 2009. And I don't know what happened before the 2008 election or in the 2008 election. But I do know that since 2009, we've not had a free and fair election, and we won't again until we fight this to the bottom. And I think after our president's great speech yesterday, that was the Donald Trump that came down the escalator, except now it's the battle-tested President Trump. And I believe we have a war president, and I believe he's not going anywhere. He's getting to the bottom of this. And like he said yesterday, his greatest legacy will be the fact that he restored voter and election integrity to the United States of America.
To back up what you said about Obama, in 2012, I mentioned it earlier in the broadcast. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know why people weren't jumping out up and down on this. I mean, I guess I do. Mitt Romney is, you know, compromised. That would be my opinion. But 59 districts.
A swamp creature just like Obama.
Well, there you go. That's a more accurate description. I was trying to be nice, the friendlier power hour. 59 districts around Philadelphia, 59 voting districts, had Mitt Romney getting zero votes. Zero. Oh. Zero. Zero. That's almost as bad as 570,000 coming at 3 o'clock in the morning in whatever state it was, and Donald Trump getting 3,000 of the 570,000 votes. It's insane. But anyway, to back up what you said, I got the impression watching Trump yesterday that this is far from over. He's a brawler, and he's not about to lose this. That's kind of the impression I got. Your thoughts?
I think you're exactly right. And, you know, President Trump made several great points. One of them was that it's statistically impossible what happened. It was a red wave throughout the entire ticket except at the top. And he said, we can't let this happen. We're going to put America first. We can't let them steal this election. The pandemic's not an excuse. The U.S. Constitution has to stand supreme. There's going to be a full forensic audit. This election was rigged. It was stolen, he said, and too many people have fought, bled, and died for our rights. And I believe that President Trump is going to the mattresses, to use an old mafioso term.
Godfather. Yeah, the Godfather.
Godfather. You're going to see the Insurrection Act. I think you're going to see the suspension of habeas corpus. I think you're going to see a limited martial law. And in my opinion,
wow,
you know, President Lincoln did all of this over an illegal war that he had no right to start as a Southerner. But Donald Trump has every right as a war president. He's more a war president than was Lincoln, because the United States is under communist attack. And I think we're going to see that. I think it's going to be a very brief time. And then we're going to launch the greatest American century yet, Daniel.
Wow. Wow. So many things you just said. Okay, let me back up first. Okay. The supposed, I think it's the chief of staff. I don't remember these people's names. I don't even pay attention most of the time. But Biden's supposed new chief of staff, the first thing he says in his press conference, first thing, he says, here's our my new chief of staff. The first thing he says, they ask him, he says, we need to assist the rise of China. It's like, my God, I mean, right out of his mouth. I mean, it's pretty obvious that these guys are agents of China at this point and doing China's bidding. Or am I delusional?
Daniel, there's if we can just be objective, not be Democrat, not be Republican, and just be American, if we can be objective, if our kid is telling us a story about something that happened, how they got in trouble, if we could just be objective about it, there is no other way to conclude anything other than these people in the Biden administration and the rhinos in the Republican Party, they are bought and paid for by the CCP. Pat Buchanan used to say that the Congress was Israeli-occupied territory. He was right then, but it might be CCP-occupied territory now.
You went somewhere I was going to ask you about. You went full force. I didn't even have to put, you went right to it. Martial law. We've seen Lynn Wood taking a full page ad in Gateway Pundit, basically laying out what you said about Lincoln. Lincoln did this during the Civil War. Trump can do a limited, martial law and redo an election, basically. Let's flesh that out a little bit. Do you think America will go for that?
Well, Donald Trump, even no matter whether you use the fuzzy math, the new math, the old math, whatever math you use, Donald Trump got in excess of 70 million votes. That's more than enough for us to take care of business, Daniel. And we're in the business of taking care of business. That's what I want our people to know. Business is a booming. But at any rate, I think a new election is a bad idea. And I say these things on my show, and I think everybody knows, but the executive order that President Trump issued in September of 2018 specifically stated in great detail that any party that is found to be complicit in any election in undermining the faith, confidence, or integrity of a U.S. election in league with a foreign power is automatically to be disqualified from the ticket. We don't need a new election. We need for every single race where a Democrat was opposed by any opponent, be it Republican or independent, that Democrat candidate from Joe Biden all the way down to dog catcher must be disqualified because their party has been shown to be complicit with foreign agencies in undermining a U.S. election. And then the next most highest vote getter of whatever party will be deemed the winner of that election. And this could be the great red wave that our great president is talking about.
Whoa. I don't get speechless a lot. I'm kind of speechless. I don't know what to ask you next. I mean, you just said,
well, my job is done then.
We can go home. No, you just said a lot. So with the authority of the executive order, He can institute martial law to investigate. I'm just trying to track. You correct me where I'm wrong. I'm just following what you're saying.
He doesn't need the executive order for martial law. He can do that through emergency powers. He can do that through the Insurrection Act. The executive order spoke directly to agents and parties that are in league with foreign nations and undermining, and it was very specific, undermining the confidence, undermining the integrity, and also undermining the legality of American elections. And not only can he disqualify that party and the next highest vote-getting party wins, but it also makes provision, Daniel, where any and all assets located within the United States, whether it's a paranational corporation or not, any and all assets located within the United States of any entity that can be proven to be complicit with fraud in the elections, and this would include CNN, ABC, all the way down to Joe Biden, any and all of their assets can be seized and they can be frozen, so there's allowed no transfer of said assets.
Okay. I wasn't saying the martial law. Let me back up here, and you just stop me where I'm wrong. He uses martial law. He declares a limited martial law. All voting materials seized. All servers are seized, and all the DOD experts are going to do forensic analysis. We don't care what the courts say. They're not going to sit on their hands anymore. We're going to analyze this information, and we're going to see what really happened. At that point, then he has the executive order that the authority of the executive order. I guess he could use the Insurrection Act, too, and still do it. This is war. This is basically war being waged against America. Either way.
We're under communist attack, Daniel, literally.
Yes, literally. I think that's a very good way to put it. So then he would say, okay, CNN, you're complicit in this. Washington Post, we weren't down 17 points in Wisconsin 2 days before the election. Obviously, you were in league, whatever. We're going to seize the printing presses of Washington Post. I mean, he can go that. What does this look like?
It looks like exactly why the deep state acted so outrageously and acted, we could call it overkill. You know, they went way overkill on the votes. They went way overkill on the mail-in. You sit back and you say objectively, why did they do this? Why did they go so hard? Because they saw the writing on the wall. The only chance they had was to make it, you know, if you're going to lie, lie big. The only chance they had was to tell the big lie and convince all of these lemmings that listen to the mainstream media that they won the election. And then when President Trump actually tries to make the election legal, then they can pull the whole Trump stole the election thing, activate their Antifas, their BLMs, cause unrest in the streets, thinking that President Trump won't react with the whirlwind, if you will. And this was their only chance. They knew that they were caught. They knew that they were finished. They knew that the president and the true patriots in this country had all the evidence. They have evidence in reams. They knew it was over for them. This is the last desperate act of a cabal that knows that their time is up. Tick-tock.
All right, we got 3 minutes before the break here. I know this is, we're going to have to go to the other side. I'll just go ahead and throw the question out. The magnitude of what you're saying is hard to wrap your mind around. Who is protecting Donald Trump or behind him? Because just no businessman from New York is doing this. Who is behind him?
Well, Donald Trump is tremendously brilliant, number one. Donald Trump has a cadre of, you know, trained elite people to protect him. And since you asked the question, and since I do what I do, I also believe that Donald Trump has a cadre of elite remote viewers, maybe a remote viewer himself. And, Daniel, I know I'm the Christian whistleblower, and I talk about cracks in the foundation of big-time religion, but Donald Trump has some type of divine protection also. I don't think that can be argued by an objective mind.
Well, I would say to people, you can say what you want about Donald Trump. Donald Trump is an instrument in God's hand right now. I don't care what you think about him. He is the lightning rod. He is the mirror. He is the stone of offense that the deep state is crashing their head on. He is it. Nobody else could have done this.
You know, Daniel, I think he's almost like Neo in the Matrix. if an assassin fired a bullet at him, he could just hold up his hand and say no, and the bullet would fall harmlessly to the ground at his feet.
We're almost making him, we're almost deifying him here, but I mean,
well,
it's almost.
I think he's the greatest American since the days of Washington and Jefferson.
Well, he's certainly going to be the most impactful. He's certainly the most impact. I mean, this is. I had this discussion with a Biden supporter. I know very few, but I do know a couple. And
that's all there is, Daniel. You know them all.
I found them all. Okay, good to know. This is either the biggest story in all of our lifetimes. This is the biggest story in our whole life. Certainly political. This is the biggest political story in our whole life, or this is the biggest charade, meaning this voter fraud.
Absolutely. I think it's the second American Revolution, Daniel.
That's a very, very big, provocative statement. About a minute before the break, do you want to go into that a little more? And then we'll just carry over.
We are facing either a communist takeover, a literal communist takeover of the United States of America, or we're facing the second American Revolution, where the same blood that flowed in the blood of those great patriots in 1776 is rising up in the hearts of those of us that live in 2020. And we will not allow our republic to be taken. Like the president said in his State of the Union address, America will never be a socialist nation, and it will gosh darn never be a communist nation. And as Jefferson said, every now and again, the tree of liberty needs to be fertilized with the blood of patriots or tyrants. We prefer the blood of tyrants, but we patriots are willing to stand and sacrifice to defend that tree of liberty.
Jeffrey Daugherty, jeffreydaugherty.com, D-A-U-G-H-E-R-T-Y. That's how he spells his last name. jeffreydaugherty.com, also Christian Whistleblower on YouTube. It is an absolute pleasure to talk to him more on the other side. Don't you dare go anywhere. Why would you want to go anywhere? You are listening to the Power Hour. Stay tuned.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
You know what my mission was when I started this, when I was so excited? I still am excited after 21 years. I said, anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. Such an incredible product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth. And she is the mother of all the people who are using a Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at theparamol.com. That's theparamol.com.
If you eat your Manna food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at theparamol.com. That's theparamol.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiobiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Theparamol.com. Jeffrey mentioned at the beginning of his interview very kindly. That was very nice of him. That is where we get the great products to support your life. We want you happy, healthy, successful, and free as God intends you to be. And this is now, and it's up to you. It's up to each other. We look at each other's eyes. We are the patriots. We are in this together. The Power Mall is a big part of this for what we do and also to help you. So we got the buy one, get one free on Tranquil and REM sleep. We got the bladder support from Strauss coming out. All Strauss products are fantastic. Check that out. It's a natural diuretic also. You know, you can look at that if you need diuretics. Robert Redfern, all his products, the Good Health Naturally products on sale, the quercetin and zinc from Dr. Group, among many other things. Get prepared now. Have these things now. Oreganol, heart drops, you know, curcumin, all the favorites at thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829. And remember, a cautionary tale, you can buy things from Amazon. You don't know that you're even getting what they claim that you are getting. At thepowermall.com. Check that out. Thank you so much. Talking to Jeffrey Daugherty, the Christian Whistleblower, his YouTube channel, jeffreydaugherty.com, his website. You can check out all his interesting perspectives. You mentioned Lincoln a little bit. And I hadn't planned to do this, but since we're doing this in the context of what's potential here, I get the sense that listening to Donald Trump last night, I get the sense that he's going to go as far as he needs to go. I mean, if the Supreme Court will, he can solve this, fine. If not, I get the sense he'll go all the way. Do you share that same idea?
Yeah, absolutely, Daniel, I do. And you can see President Trump, you know, he loves America. He believes in the American system, and he wants to do things decently and in order, if we can say that. So he's taking all of the right steps. He's exhausting his legal remedies. He's going to exhaust his judicial remedies. And hopefully, you know, for the country, he can find success through that route to overturn a false and a fraudulent election. But if the legal and the judicial remedies fail him, he is set and determined to address and bring up constitutional remedies, and he's prepared to go to the wall for this. This is a hill that Donald Trump has metaphorically ready to die on, and this election will be solved. This, it will have a forensic audit, and it will be free and fair before Donald Trump leaves office. And he's not going anywhere, ladies and gentlemen, until this job is done.
So you, what's your prediction? How is this going to play out?
Normally I'm the most optimistic guy on the planet. In this case, and I think this is an optimistic prediction, really, I think the judicial remedies are going to fail. I think the legal remedies are going to prove to be non-successful, and it's going to lead to President Trump.
Why? Why will they be non-successful?
Because Donald Trump has only had 4 years to try to reform the judiciary, and there was over 200 years that the deep state's been growing before he got there. And in 4 years, he's been able to make great strides, upwards of 400 justices, putting people into the judicial systems that actually make rules based upon law. But there's still too many swamp creatures. There's still too many deep state people empowered within the judiciary to rule correct laws. I mean, you've got the state of Pennsylvania, I think it was, certifying their election, or was it Arizona, in the midst of a hearing, quote unquote, to see if they should certify their election. It's ridiculous. So
it
he's going to go the route of the Insurrection Act. He's going to go the right of the War Powers Act. He's going to go the right of the Emergency Powers Act. We're probably going to see.
Hold on. I want to go all there. Hold on. Let's go back to the judicial. So the Supreme Court. So is he going to get a case to the Supreme Court, or you're saying it won't even get there?
If it does get there, then there is some hope to preempt anything that would be required after that. You know, we do have a majority on the court right now, and I say we, not as Republicans, but as Americans that believe that judges should interpret the law.
We think we do.
Written. We think we do. We think we do, but see, again, there we're not sure. So if we get to the Supreme Court, I feel rather confident. If it goes to the legislatures of the several states that get one vote each, I feel fairly confident there. And maybe we'll get a good break. But if not, you know, the old saying, break a few eggs to make this omelet. But ultimately, we get to enjoy it.
Well, there's something that's, I think, little known. Alito obviously has come out very, very conservative. He's been very aggressive in Pennsylvania, telling him to separate the ballot. I mean, Alito looks like he's ready to at least make a fair ruling, at least. I mean, he appears that way. Something
right.
People don't know about Clarence Thomas. Joe Biden was the head of the Senate when Clarence Thomas was being nominated. And
great.
Joe Biden tried to destroy Clarence Thomas. Destroy Clarence Thomas. I don't think there's anything Clarence Thomas professionally would like to do more than to put Joe Biden's face right in the mud. I don't. I mean, how can it not affect you?
Daniel, that's a brilliant commentary, and I had forgotten that, but you're right. I remember the burning embers that were Judge Clarence Thomas's eyes when he was under vicious and horrific attack from Joe Biden, and I think you're absolutely 100% correct. Very astute commentary. Worth the price of admission right there, folks.
So you got Alito and Thomas, who I feel pretty confident are going to give this a real hard look, and then you have three people that Trump nominated. I mean, you would think that the people who Trump put in there, Gorsuch, I am so pleasantly surprised with some of his decisions. And what he has written so far. I mean, he sounds like James Madison is writing some of these decisions I've seen. I'm like, whoa. So we got Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, always suspicious of that Kavanaugh, and Barrett, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I think if he gets to the Supreme Court, I think he can win. I do. But I don't discount anything that you said, and I wouldn't bet my life on any of those people. Okay, so let's go to the next step. I kind of cut you off from it. So let's say that fails, or he doesn't even get to the Supreme Court, because, I mean, that's possible, too. This is, the people have no idea how corrupt these state courts are, the federal courts, district courts, all that. I mean, come on. I mean, they are unbelievable. Anyway, assume he has to go to Plan C here. What does that look like?
I think Plan C looks like invoking the Insurrection Act, and General Flynn has talked about a lot of this, invoking the Insurrection Act, establishing temporary martial law, and then falling back onto that executive order from September of 2018 and taking care of business. I think the least thing that President Trump would do would be have another election under direct supervision. But again, I think he should go for the whole thing, disqualify every Democrat candidate, and that would get rid of a lot of our problems. That would get rid of a lot of the deep state. And if you get a chance, Daniel, to seize the assets of these people that are complicit, then you all of a sudden have real physical, tangible means to transfer our financial system from the fiat Fed, get rid of all of that debt, and reestablish the United States as an asset-based currency model.
Whoa.
And we don't get Nasera. We don't get Jacera. Those things are a little bit of hopium. But we get a complete reset of our financial system, bought and paid for by the deep state that corrupted it.
Whoa. That call me interested. Color me interested. Holy cow. I'm trying to imagine what he might do and what I'm trying to think for public consumption, what, you know, because he still has to get the public to consume it on some level, you know, what they'll put up with. Will the public, if he did that, will the public put up with it?
Well, again, Daniel, I look at the fact that he probably got nearly 100 million votes.
Probably.
We know he got
at least 80 plus, yeah.
80 million votes, that's 80 million Americans. And my lovely wife, Cynthia, she made a statement about a month ago. She said, these people really messed up. And I'll clean it up for radio. She said these people really messed up because they went and upset the people that just want to be left alone. And we're starting to see it all across this great Ooh. Country, you know, coast to coast, border to border. We're seeing the people that just wanted to be left alone have been pushed too far, and they're pushing back. And I think that we would see, when, if President Trump has to invoke these steps, we will see a massive outpouring of public support for our president, for our country, and it won't take 10 seconds for these thugs and these thieves and these punks from Antifa and BLM and all of these other deep state organizations to turn tail and run like the yellow-bellied cowards they are. This is the second American Revolution. I can hear the Star-Spangled Banner playing in the background. I can hear the pipes and, you know, the whole drum thing like we used to do. I really do believe the days, and we started this, Daniel, I'm going to take credit. We started this back with the Buchanan Brigades way back in the back. We got our pitchforks. We got our torches. We're storming the castle. They're trying to pull up the drawbridge, but we're going to get there before they get it up, and we're taking this thing over. We're taking it back to the American people.
Wow. Okay, you mentioned something where I was going to go. My next question, you mentioned Antifa. I think I know what you're going to say, but I'll ask it anyway. You know, I hear people say, well, if they do that, there'll be riots everywhere. And I also immediately is, well, one, they riot anyway, so what's the difference? Two, go ahead and let them try. That's my thought. Your analysis of that.
Well, I think you're 100% right. When President Trump has to do this, and whether or not President Trump is able to do it legally or judicially, or he has to go the constitutional route, either way, these liars, these thieves are going to react. They're going to start burning things. They're going to start looting. They're going to start rioting, and it will be widespread, huge riots, and it will be the shortest riots in the history of rioting because the full force of the President of the United States and the American military and the National Guard is going to descend on them with the whirlwind. And if I could, I believe Donald Trump and MAGA and the great patriots of this country, we feel a little bit like Doc Holliday right now. We feel a little bit like, I'm your Huckleberry. That's just my game. Say when.
I'm trying to look at the other side for a second, and obviously some of the people, I mean, well, I don't mean conspirators or crooks. I mean just well-meaning Democrats or whatever, or even libertarians or people, or even Republicans who look at this, they may say, wow, this is very Hitlerian. This is very over the top. This is a little too much. What would you say to them?
You say that like it's a bad thing, Daniel.
No, I'm just saying, I'm just,
it's
well,
a good point. There used to be a day, Daniel, you know, you and I are old enough to remember when there were good, honorable people that were liberals, not like the crazy left today, but they were real, true, honorable political liberals. They were real, true, honorable Democrats. And we could sit down and have a discussion about the differences between the Republican view and the Democrat view. Those days are gone. The real, true liberals, the real true Democrats, they're MAGA'd up now because there is no more left except this loony leftist, and we have to say it, it's a communist left. So I'm pretty sure, Daniel, that the only people left to gripe and moan and complain are the communist comrades that are trying to bring this country down.
I had a this goes right to my conversation I had with my Uncle Henry yesterday. I mentioned some of these things with him and Marshall. You know, he's a Vietnam veteran. I said, he can declare martial law. And he goes, martial law? We're not under attack. I said, Uncle, how are we not under attack? What do you mean? If this is true that China bought Dominion and it infiltrated and bribed all these people and was putting ballots all over from all over the place, how are we not under attack? How is this not insurrection? And he goes, well, okay, good point. You know, he kind of got it.
Realize it when people get a chance to see through the what I call the regime media, the mainstream media, the regime media fog. When they get a chance to see what's really happening, they're like, well, I guess we are under attack.
Yeah. You're starting to convince me. I have my doubts about this kind of course of action. You're starting to convince me that this is maybe not even what he's going to do, but this may be what this may be the best thing for him to do.
Well, Daniel, we're at a place where our nation is literally under attack by communist forces. We are literally at war with a communist agenda that not only wants to take over the United States, but the United States would be just the first domino. You know, we started a late night talk show. We're on from 10 till midnight on my YouTube channel and on shortwave. And every night, Daniel, I promise you, I get calls from nations across the world that say, please stand strong, America. Please stand up. Please support your president. Because if they take you out, we have no hope. Daniel, not only are we the patriots fighting for the red, white, and blue, we are the last great hope for humanity. People all over this world, Daniel, and I'm getting emotional, people all over this world are looking to us. It's time for us to stand in this gap as patriots, as Americans, as in service to the God that you love and serve. Now is the moment for all of us to come to the aid of our country, to come to the aid of our fellow human, to come to the aid of our planet. And if JFK's words were ever true, they're true now. Don't ask what this country, this world can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country and get busy.
Well, Daniel Estlin came on, and wow, I'm getting inspired listening to. I mean, I didn't know this was going to be a rally. This is like a MAGA rally here. Daniel Estlin came on, and he was very adamant about America. They always claim they stand for goodness. They claim they stand for uprightness. They claim they stand for moral integrity. Now show it! You know, in his Russian accent, is very aggressive. Now show it! And I think that's what you're saying.
We find out who we really are. This is the time we find out what we really are. We can say it all day long. You can talk. Now's the time to stop talking and start walking.
Where are the Christians on this?
You know, you asked me a tough question with that one. The Christians on this, I think their hearts are right. I think their desires are right. I think the vast majority of Christians are patriots. But let me just ask your Christian audience, I know it's vast, to consider one thing. If you look at, and I did a show about this the other night, if you look at the six seals of Revelation 6, look at those six seals and try to get your mind outside of just a biblical context for a minute and look at what they are. a leader goes out conquering and to conquer, it causes bloodshed, it causes war, it causes famine, it causes, there's a great pestilence that is caused. Also, there are people that will not support that agenda that are killed. And then at the end of it, one ruler takes over rule in one place and rules the whole world with an iron rod. Allow yourself to think for a minute what else that could be. And remember who wrote, who invented end time prophecy was a Jesuit called Francisco Ribera. And just allow yourself to think that through. That's all that I would add on that point.
You want me to interpret what you say? How am I supposed to take that?
No, when you asked me what about Christians, and I'm going to challenge all of your Christian leaders to think that process through and realize that the communist agenda and end-time prophecy, they end the same way, they sound like the same duck, and they were both invented by the same group, the Jesuit order. Just consider that.
So a year from now... let me back up. One of the things I really love that the executive order Donald Trump just did, and he's not acting like he's leaving office at all. I mean, this is not a president who acts like he's leaving. He did the executive order on the 1776 commission where the educational system, they're going to start wrapping America in, patriotic, colonial, propaganda, which they should. We should take our children. We should lightly dust them in George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, and let them slowly fry in the mythology of the 1770s. I mean, the whole thing, it should be dripping from their tongues. Just like in China, they make their children drip with the communist propaganda. I mean, they should know Patrick Henry more than they know Jay-Z. I mean, that's what our children should know. But anyway, so he did this. I can't even fully describe how unbelievable moment that is if he really pulls this off education wise and starts to change America. I mean, we are seeing a renaissance. Your reaction to that 1776 commission, and a year from now, where are we? What's it going to look like?
You know, you've again hit on a tremendous point, because that's exactly what needs to happen in this country. And I want to say this, you know, I get accused of worshiping Donald Trump. You know, I do have the advantage of having met the man, shook his hand, spent about 10 minutes talking to him. This was, 30 years ago. But I do have the benefit of having some person-to-person experience with the guy. But, I'm not much for dreams, Daniel, but I had a really weird dream the other night. And I was actually sitting in the Oval Office with President Trump. And there was a lot of advisors around. And President Trump says, is there anything you'd like to say to me before you go? And I said to him, Mr. President, I have to tell you, you did not make America great again. And all of the advisors gasped. And I said, what you did, sir, was you got out of the way and you gave us the inspiration to empower us to make America great again. We've made America great again. And under your leadership, we will continue to keep America great. And I think that's the truth. And that's what Donald Trump is doing. He wants to teach our people from the youngest to the oldest what a great country this is, but more importantly, why it's a great country, what the principles that we have are. We got people yelling and screaming how unfair this country is, why millions of them float on water wings through shark-infested waters just to get a chance to be here. It's a great country, and it's time that we start teaching our youngest to our oldest why it's a great country and what makes us the great country that we are.
I've been told that... the Great Reset, the plan, obviously the central banks around the world are coordinating a takedown and austerity and basically putting their boot on our throats, the mass evictions, the whole thing. And the plan is to have America, our Federal Reserve, join in on this and have the Great Reset. With Trump is going to not allow the rest of the world can go to hell, but America's not going to go along with it. He has a different idea, a different concept. The economy is going to, I don't want to say crash. I hate that, it's an overused word, but we're going to have a downturn no matter what. It's about to happen. I think it's unavoidable throughout the world. It's going to happen.
Daniel, we just had the best November since 1928 economically.
Well, that's because we had so far higher to go. I'm not being negative. The writing on the wall, you have 17 million Americans right now who are behind on their mortgages. You have many people out of work. If they're not getting a check from the government, I mean, let's be honest, Jeff, I'm not blaming Donald Trump or saying it is or isn't his fault. I mean, this is the reality. Throughout the world, the economies are about to contract. I don't think there's any question. But what I've been told is Donald Trump on the other side, he's got a plan to rev this up and to make America even better than before. It'll be the light on the shining hill again, at least economically, culturally, hopefully. Is that possible? Do you see that? Are my sources out of their mind? What?
No, I think that you're the only correction or lack of agreement that I would share with that. I do think a year from now, and I say this all the time, but we are going to make this world and this country better than it's ever been, and it's going to happen sooner than anyone can imagine. I think there will be a little bit of hard times, and I'm talking about, you know, suspension of habeas corpus. I'm talking about martial law. I'm talking about that whole having to, you know, no one wants to see warfare in the streets, but we're going to see a little bit of it. I don't see, and this is just me, I don't see a great, huge bottoming out of the economy in America. I think with the things that President Trump is able to do, and he came into office being known as the king of debt. I think the things he's going to do are going to allow us to have, at the very, very least, a soft crash. And I understand when your neighbor loses their job, that's a recession. When you lose your job,
that's a depression.
And there's a lot of people in that position, but I'm telling you, hold on. It's going to be better than you've ever imagined, and it's going to be sooner than you can imagine. And
just
I
quick,
don't think
there's the music. There's the music. Burn. Quick, just quickly, yes or no? Are we going to overturn Roe versus Wade?
I think it will go back to the states and allow the states to be a state by state decision, which I think is proper.
So Roe versus Wade will get overturned away from a national level back to states. Okay,
yes.
Great. I've loved talking with you. I hope you've had a good time. I hope you come back soon.
Anytime, Daniel. This is my favorite place to be. I appreciate it 100%.
JeffreyDougherty.com, Christian Whistleblower YouTube channel. Absolute pleasure, ladies and gentlemen. God bless you. Happy, healthy, successful, and free as God intends you to be. We'll talk to you soon. Great week coming up next week. Jeffrey, stay right there.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.